Welcome, welcome, welcome. Who's out there? Is my Asha there?
Good day, Keister.
There's no way you could be mine. There's no way anyone could be anyone.
You go.
Anyone's. What are we up to today? What are you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Right on. Where's no backhoes? I have no backhoe. Where's the backhoe noise?
Oh, you must have magically disappeared it.
Nice. Cool.
Good job.
Really fun week this week. How do you want to start today, though?
I am looking forward to you blessing us with a song.
Are you sure? But maybe I have another surprise. Maybe I have another
Oh,
surprise. I
surprise
have
me.
someone else on the call. Who is it?
Hello, Asha.
Hi, mermaid.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Really good, thank you.
Where are
Excellent.
the seal
Excited
pups
for
are
a
going?
great show. Still pups.
What do you call a school of mer people? I know what we call them, but would you tell people what mer people are in a school? What would they be?
My peeps.
Your peeps.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Got it. Can't tell she's from the 80s at all. Okay, let's see if I can get us going here. Get on track here. It's just a blessing to, look at so much material that's been given to us through musicians and poets, all artists, and they all come from the same place, and that's where you come from, where we all come from. And so I'm always looking at what we potentially will discuss today to marry, as you can tell, marry a song that explains what we're working on, and I do my best not to be flip, but and have fun at the same time. And the reason I read a lot of these songs is because I'm the master of bludgeoning tone, rhythm, and harmonics, harmony in general. But I just love singing so much. But I want to read this song because it's the way I feel we're feeling a lot of the time. And so, because I can do that with our collective consciousness, and you can too, I feel this song that I'm going to read to you is important for us all, and it's important that you know that I love you tremendously. If I could wave my magic wand, I am made from the dust of the stars, and the oceans flow in my veins. Here I hide in the heart of a city, like a stranger coming out of the rain. The evening plane rises up from the runway, our constellations of light. I look down into a million houses and wonder what you're doing tonight. If I could wave my magic wand, I'd make everything all right. I'm not one to believe in magic, but I sometimes have a second sight. I'm not one with a sense of proportion, with my heart still changes overnight. I had a dream of a winter garden, a midnight rendezvous, silver blue and frozen silence. What a fool I was for you. I had a dream of the open water. I was swimming away out to sea, so deep I could never touch bottom. What a fool I used to be. If I could wave my magic wand, I'd set everybody free. I'm not one to believe in magic, though my memory has a second sight. I'm not one to go pointing my finger when I radiate more heart than light. Don't ask me, I'm just improvising. My illusion of careless flight, can't you see? My temperature's rising. I radiate more heat than light. Don't ask me, I'm just sympathizing. My illusion's a harmless flight. Can't you see? My temperature's rising. I radiate more than light. I'm not one to believe in magic, but I sometimes have a second sight. I'm not one with a sense of proportion when my heart still changes overnight, every night. I'm not one to believe in magic, but if I could wave my magic wand, though my memory has a second sight, I'd make everything all right. I'm not one to go pointing my finger, but if I could wave my magic wand, when I radiate more than heat and light, I'd set everybody free. Well, that's one way to start, eh?
Great introduction to the emergency godcasting system.
But I should probably trademark that one, huh?
It is yours.
That was like the funniest thing I've ever said. That was really good. That was, no one's writing this stuff down either. Okay, maybe we're recording a few things. So what are we up to today? What you up to? I know you're going to just catch me when I'm not looking. I just know you're going to nail me today. I know it.
Whose song was that, may I ask?
Oh, forgive me. Sorry. That is Neil Peart. Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson of Rush.
Beautiful.
The information in a lot of those songs is galactic, by the way. And don't dismiss how much attention they got on that band. Got a lot of attention because not only so it's heavy music for the most part. But when you look at how they transferred knowledge through their music, tremendous knowledge is in there. There's a lot of codes in there, and some of them have been undermined. But there is a lot of information in that music because the individual who wrote it is very, very special volunteer on this planet, and that is all three of them for that matter, and the people around them, all the people around them. Neil Peart is an exceptional communicator. Translator is what a master translator is my opinion of Neil Peart. But I didn't want to get off topic with what you want to talk about today, Asha.
That's always perfect. Thank you. So this brings to my heart a sort of a fairy tale that was brought to us by the Domain Expeditionary Force, which would be you and the mermaid coming here in 1947, and it's from the Rig Veda. And one verse is, we ask as fools who know not our own spirit, where are the hidden traces left by the gods? Would you like to decipher that for us?
Does every show have to just be a ball breaker? Just every show? Okay, so that is so brilliant. Yeah. It's just so brilliant. This she just amazes me every time.
I know.
what if the avenue into your reality from higher dimensions, the individuals coming to sound the horn? What if we just come through a very average means of humanity? To be with you, we have to actually be with you. We have to be exactly like you in order to be of help and service. And that's what I want us to get accustomed to, that to actually be in a reality, a dimensional reality, how would you recognize us when we're the ones coming here to be of support and assistance without restrictions, or at least as much as we might create means for or averaging. So you're listening to three of us right now. There's more of us here, but doesn't it sound like we don't have any pretense. We're not selling any t-shirts. We're really doing this is the best I can do for you, Asha. I thank you so much for helping me find my way. This is quite an unusual experience. I always want to talk about it endlessly. But now, what if there are people ready to help all of humanity, and they're right in front of you, but you don't recognize them because of the pretenses and the organizational alignments around you sold you a story that no one's coming to help you, yet they're right here already. What would you say, Asha?
I would say the only ones that are really going to be of help are the ones here now. We have to be here to help.
Yeah, I agree.
We sure do. So we're really doing this, and we're all here now. And now, where do you suppose the opportunities are, Miss Asha?
Well, would you both like to elaborate on why we have to be here in physical to actually be of help?
Very good. So if you do look at dimensions, you know, I just forgive me if this is redundant information for you all, but when you look at dimensions, your planet is a very good tool for you to model dimensions and or frequencies, whatever word you like there. So when you look at water, I was asked recently, why does water freeze in my pipes when I don't insulate it and so forth? Well, water is really a good tool for us to look. It's trying. You told the water you wanted to come in your house. You told the water where to go. You directed it through a pipe. That's life right there. Water wants to go. It has memory. You said you wanted water to your house. Well, that's what I'm going to do. So turn the faucet on. All right. So it gets cold outside and the pipes freeze because the water is still going to flow. Yes, it's change of state. Don't get me wrong. Sorry, all scientists are now jumping up and down. No, it's expanding because it got cold. That's not true. More water molecules keep coming and coming and coming, and then that's where you're getting the expansion. Well, that's a frequency band that you can actually measure. Why does water want to keep flowing? Why do you want to keep flowing? What direction are you going to go? So in this case, this style of mammalian has a frequency band based on how it wants to flow. So if you don't participate with it at its level, it wants to flow, then you actually can't be in that dimension. That's how powerful we all are. So you go and play on the playground one day, and then you go work in an office building the other day is a dimensional delta. That's a difference. So when you sit in a cubby hole all day, pounding on the computer, completely different dimension, now at least, than when you went to play with your kids on the playground. So in order to be on the playground, it's the best I can do with your question. Forgive me for so many words. If you want to go to the playground, you have to actually go to the playground, is what I'm saying. And it does, despite the identity of a human. So when we're more progressive outside of this dimension, it is not dictated by the generalization of a body. Yes, the frequency the synchronicity of the styles of beings we are at higher dimension does have diversity, but it doesn't dictate the dimensional reality you're in like this one. I better stop there.
That is so interesting. Thank you. Mermaid, would you like to add anything to that?
Oh, I don't think I need to. You said everything perfectly.
Not even one little flipper? Not even one. So fish are a great tool. Dolphins are mer people. I assume everybody's heard me say that. That is a mer person. They talk to you. They know who you. They already know who you are. They don't even need to discern information because that's how fast they are. That's how fast you are too.
That's why humans are so naturally like inspired by dolphins and whales, by all animals. But there's something special with dolphins and whales, I find. Humans are just like, they know that in their heart.
They know you, don't they? Yeah. They go, there's really no rebuttal here. Hi, we're in line with you. Mm-hmm. Cool. Are you guys going to come swimming with us or not? What's going on? Why aren't you in the water with us? That is beautifully beautiful observation about how the universes work and the dimensions work. And what else you got, Asha?
I love that. Just to reiterate, when the mer beings see the mermaid and the keister, they ask them, what are you doing on land? Because they know them from the water as water beings of great power and love.
Yeah, I did spill the beans on that. I was fortunate to be on the Pacific Ocean for a week or so. And, you know, being 100 miles offshore is just super comfortable for me. And it's emotional. It's just like a coming home. And what a lot of folks don't understand, maybe, they're all talking to each other at the same time, yet don't talk to each other unless they want to. So watch this one. What if every single fish in the ocean could talk to each other at the same time, listen to information all at the same time, yet not participate with it unless they wanted to? And that's what happens in the ocean. And that's why it's such a comfortable place to live. That's where you live. Narcissistically, I say over and over again that you're just not listening to us. We're not hearing each other. We're not listening to one another because we use our obligations through our minds as a primary decision-making process. But we are changing quickly, and it is really, really fun to use our tools. Beautifully started, Asha. Look at the tools of the ocean right in front of us, showing us exactly what another universe is. And we live right next to another universe, and we don't even recognize it. We call it an ocean. It sure is. It sure is.
Thank you. And when we align with the ocean of existence through our heart, we experience just what you described in the ocean as the mer beings. And many people may remember.
Yeah. And you know me, I don't give up easy, do I?
You never give up. Thank goodness.
Yeah. I'll lead a little bit if that helps you.
Whatever you like. I've got lots of questions.
Thank you. Okay. It's real important that for me today is that there is some beautiful, beautiful help all around you now. And it is fun for me to make fun of myself directly for everyone on the call today. And as an example, when I talk about the biggest crime you can do in the universe is tell somebody what they are, where they are, and how they are, and then you watch me do it when I speak about, let's say, who's my favorite this week? It's always going to be Steve Jobs. It really is. Then how am I immune from that? It's actual proof that even I am in a body style like yours that has instant judgment and manipulation of emotions, because when we're out of here, we don't care about the past whatsoever. And we don't even participate with the past because it's not conducive to creativity. We always are going forward. So that's one of the things I wanted to make sure I was always clear with is if it's affecting me, this body style, emotions, judgment, subjugation, not only is there a lot of trauma here, potentially perceived trauma, endorsed trauma, and suspending trauma over and over again is our own fault, and I'm included in that. So when we keep saying this exists, it does exist, and that's why with this show, maybe we will always lean towards what do we want to exist. And what doesn't exist.
Beautiful.
Maybe I'm starting to make sense of this language.
Mermaid, would you like to elaborate or give us an example of that?
I was just thinking, because you mentioned Steve Jobs, so it got me thinking about the phones and the conversations we've had lately. I think we've touched on it a lot, but I just feel like since cell phones came around, that's if we never had the cell phones introduced, specifically the smartphones, we would be way further ahead right now, because they've completely taken us out of the now moment and turned us into cyborgs. It is not attached to our body as yet, but they pretty much are. Like, you know, you see women out running and they've got their giant phone like in their lycra leggings. There's a pocket made for that now. Like, why do we need it on us when we're out for a jog? Just stuff like that. I just, yeah, it's just a shame, because if they hadn't been introduced, I think we'd be way further down the line. It's taking everyone out of the present moment and just making them react constantly to the device. And then some days people might go, I'm going to put it away for the day, I just want a break. But then they know they can't, because when they go back to it that night or the next morning, they're going to be bombarded with 5,000 beeps of every app going off, and it's just such a trap. So, Kuster, how are we going to get rid of the phones? That's a personal passion of mine.
you're liking this radio thing, huh? Why don't you get your own show?
Such a natural, natural star.
Yeah, so now this one's fun. So it goes right back to what, where, why, how. Okay, so now we've defined that people use cell phones. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I understand. Like, I don't want to make anyone feel guilty for having a phone and using their phone. I'm just saying, on a whole, like, they've somehow...
Do you have a phone?
No, I don't anymore. I have a basic one.
Like, you do? Okay.
The basic
old, so you're no stuff. Better, are you?
It's painful to text on it, so you just don't text. It's one letter at a time. Remember, okay. Like 20 years okay. ago or whenever it was. I don't know. When did the smartphones come out? I don't know.
When the BMW was invented.
15 years ago, yeah. Maybe now. Yeah. Wait, yeah. 10 years? That's anyway. It's just keeping us out of the present moment, though, isn't it? So we're not sitting at you love the example of taking a selfie of yourself eating brekkie or your food brekkie, sorry, that's Australian for breakfast. Instead of just being in the present moment doing it, you're worried about somebody's worried about, or like focusing on taking photos of it and sending it and posting it and doing, like, it's a strange reality we're in, and I wish we could erase that and go back to 20 years ago.
It is strange, isn't it?
Especially the young people, it concerns me so much when I see the younger people.
So where we what the mermaid is alluding to, she's not as arrogant as me. And so she does take better care of her words than I do. She's used to living someplace else, is what she just said. She knows what it's like to live outside of control of when machines steal each other's dreams, as Queensryche would tell us. Mm. But we're right back to the start of the show almost. Are we implying that a society uses phones when we're only in a dimensional reality of a society that uses phones? Because there are societies on planets, on this planet, that don't use phones, and I would say they're at a different frequency.
Absolutely.
Would we say higher or lower? So when I go live in the Amazon jungle, I'm at a different frequency. Is it higher or lower? That's absolutely subjective, right? You can't really measure it.
And it's just dangerous, because we're creating another, we're in another reality when we're on our phones. It's another reality. It's a lower reality. Mm-hmm. It's a lower frequency. And we're creating it for each other with the constant badgering of each other that we now think is natural, that every thought we have, we
even
it onto each other, like it's just out of control.
Right. You know? So that
it's so easy to go, because, did you hit percent?
Is it because we're reacting?
It's all reactive.
It's all in the past, isn't it? Yeah.
Instead of being in the present and dreaming forward, where it's just keeping everyone in the past. Everything to do with the smartphone is.
Right. And so this is what's super valuable about For the People .space is when you look at the material, the author knows exactly that you're living in the past, knows exactly. But if you don't know what you don't know, how do you clean up your act, so to speak? And that's my question for Asha. When are we the problem as well?
Oh, I don't think, Ash, I don't think so. I think that's different giving information, because that's not someone beeping in your head.
I'll let Asha. 24/7. Let's see what Asha has to say, because I know how she works, and she's a seer of all knowledge. So if you're going to distribute knowledge, when is it now delusional or propaganda. Could be either way, couldn't it?
You always read my heart. So let's look at the solution, which is already being implemented now, which is very confusing to people. So we have Elon Musk, who is actually the deputy head of the United States Space Force, which many people might not know. And he is now promoting getting a chip in your head, on and on and on. And a lot of people are promoting him as demonic and has to be taken out. But as we know, the white hats will promote something, pretend to be a bad guy. Why do they do that?
So lots of tricks, a lot of tricks in the, a lot of spokes in the wheel, and we got to use them all. One of the reasons we're careful here with PRQ is we just had a lot of people get injured, and we've had people die, and my apologies. Working through it nicely, though, and have a lot of solutions, but it's living proof that not everyone's excited about the direction we're going. And the gross salutation for me is for some reason you need a space force. You can now look up the regions in which space forces exist. Should be able to find the Russian space forces. If you speak Russian, you get looking. Even on Google Maps, they're exposing it. On America, you're going to find several of them. Not all of them have been named, but why do you need a space force? And I did talk at length with Asha about, are we ready to get this going? And it is part of my job description, scope, task to start getting us comfortable with. What if the United States Space Force or the global Space Force, they got out of here and they looked back and they said, this is unbelievable. We have to save them. What if that was happening? How would you know the difference? You've been told you don't know the scale of your planet. You don't even know why you have a space force. You don't know why you've been looking at satellites your whole life. You didn't vote for satellites. Why do you have satellites over your head? Somebody's either trying to get in here or somebody's trying to get you out of here. Which one is it, Asha?
Is it a bit of both?
It would appear, you should be able to put it together, that if the guys that left here and realized we're in trouble are coming back to help us, and we're mediation the process by creating our own space force, say, hey guys, we're going to let you in here. How would you know the difference between the bad guys and the good guys if they're traveling back here in vessels you've never seen before? How would you know the difference between the good guys and the bad guys?
Only the heart could tell. And just following up with Elon Musk, he is going to expose how dangerous artificial intelligence is, but first he has to promote it. Does that?
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing to clear that up. Yeah,
right. So now the good news about most of the positions of these spokes, we'll call them, is they're complementing what the bad guys are preparing you for. So when you make fun of them indirectly and directly like that, you've countered them, and of course you can expect that to be countered as well. So if the goal for the bad guys was to put microchips in your head and mind control you with satellites, by the way, you already have one. It's called an iPhone. So if you're going to be mind controlled by your supervillain, you now have countered the dark agenda in some respects because you showed their hand. Again, Elon doesn't care what you think of him. He could care less. He's showing you right in front of your eyes what the plan is for the bad guys. They're trying to mind control you with artificial intelligence, with your machines. And by the way, they've done a very, very good job. And what they're doing is controlling timelines. So now, bigger step. When you're off this planet, now remember, years and years went into my next statements. Years and years on this planet goes into my next statements. I have interviewed thousands and thousands of people. Thank you very much, you lovely, dear beings. And I ask every secret soldier, every secret space program individual to contact me, knowing full well what was going to happen. What do you think happened, Asha? for years and years, I asked every super soldier, every secret soldier, and every secret space program individual come to me. What do you think happened, Asha?
You tell us.
I found you. And I found the mermaid. And I found several others in PRQ. But there's not that many. And so what I'm getting at is they haven't come back yet. And they want to come back. And they know how to get back, but they don't want to freak us out and or create civil unrest, because the technology, the delta of technology you've been told of and what your universe is so dramatically different, it's going to be tough, is the assumption. I feel we can handle it. But when you start understanding that all your choices are creating a dimension each and every second, it's a lot different living now, isn't it?
Very much so.
Anyway, that's my great encouragement, is you do have fleets on your planet now that are participating with fleets off your planet. Interesting, isn't it?
Very interesting. And let's also look at, just for the audience, when Elon Musk took over Twitter, which was, of course, deep state, it was white and blue. And it changed to the Space Force colors, with the Space Force star to black and white, which was symbolically a sign that the United States Space Force was capturing a deep state operation. So who are the rescuers here?
I think you just put your hand up, didn't you? Please save me from myself. Yes, you got it right. So it gets a little easier when you start looking. I'm pretty tough on history and what's been unfolded to us. But I'm tough on the definitions of time. But it has, as I said to you this week, it has helped us a little bit to have an awareness of time continuums. In my opinion, it's given us a metrics to prove that this game is run out of it doesn't have any weight. We're understanding that we don't know how to make an Egyptian pyramid. Every engineer on the planet still has no idea how to make an Egyptian pyramid to the scale, and have it sustain erection that long. For thousands and thousands and thousands of years, that you're never going to know the real number on. These are very old constructions, very old. And that doesn't do it. It doesn't do it justice, because there's no such thing as time. They're designed to anneal to your electromagnetic etheric field. There are many tools with pyramids like the Egyptian pyramids, Mayan pyramids, and otherwise. What I'm getting at is that's helped us a lot. Realize the stories run out, the narratives run out. There's a lot of unanswered questions here. And all of a sudden, by the way, why do we need a space force? Tell me again, why do we need a space force?
It's our rescue team.
That's correct. So you're someplace that you're unaware of. You're unaware of that. That's how beautiful this deception has gone. You're someplace you're unaware of. I've had many beautiful people approach me over the years, say, I know you. I go, I know you. And the first thing they say to me, I'm not from here. I know, that's why we're talking. Nothing here is normal. So it's unfortunate for me to tell everybody, you're in a trap. It pains me to say, when you can still, how powerful you are, you can still have the most incredibly beautiful day each and every day. It's amazing that you can find positivity in the most deceiving trap ever. It's amazing that we still cherish each other and find each other and love each other and love the essence and beauty of this planet as well, and still are only 1-5% of what our capabilities are. It's quite amazing.
So well said. And I would like to give a standing ovation to you and the mermaid for bringing that here, because in 1947, the two of you landed and pretended to crash at Roswell, but simultaneously you also bilocated and landed in China and Russia. This is very important, because in China and the United States, you were interrogated, you were tortured, and you were killed. And in Russia, you were embraced, welcomed, and integrated. So the great wisdom that you brought to us, and the great peace, and the intelligence from the domain was integrated by the Russian forces. We have a space force in Russia that is, let's say, leading the rescue mission from my perspective, and they're expanding in America as well. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Your story sounds better. Go ahead.
So,
go ahead, please.
The key here is that the Russian people, for many, many reasons, opened their heart to the mermaid and Keister when they came here in 1947. And that really, really helped the Russian Federation to have great wisdom. And if you look at, and Keister always reiterates this, Russia has never instigated a war, as much as the mainstream media will lie and say it has. If you look at Tucker Carlson's latest interview with Vladimir Putin, you'll see with great wisdom and intelligence, he shares exactly what happened with Ukraine. And this man is very honest. And he's from the domain. He's from that landing in 1947. So please continue.
The mermaid's chills. Getting over the chills.
Yeah, so chills all through my body. You're amazing, Asha.
I'll remind everybody, I did not tell Asha that information. So that's how it works. So when we use our conscious gateways, if you like, we're all getting our awareness back. And so you can see the truth in everything, obviously. The story is very, very vast. And one day we will, you know, I remember Billy and Jane really tugging on me to do the Area 51 dialogue over and over again. I said, you know, the story is just so much bigger than Area 51. And, you know, that was the end of the story. That's why they want you to be, that's why Area 51 is so prominent in your awareness, presumably, because they wanted to make a note that that's where they trapped us, knowing full well we had already done our work. The Russian geography is very important, not only geographically, but when you looked at, so when you come into a reality that you're calling a planet, a living space, what you're able to do, just like the legacy Star Trek TV series in the 70s, what you're able to do is you're able to see the volume of consciousness on a planet, and this is the gateways and conscious gateways we've delivered here to the planet. That's why everything's getting cleaned up, we assume, we desire. You're able to read the volume of light that's coming into a population, and one of those that just stood out tremendously was Russia, not only because of the volume of population, the way they created, the legacy of historians there did a good job of transferring natural technologies through genetics so that they could absorb information in a way that that was digestible, I guess is maybe one way to look at it. They could really feel information instead of read and believe information. So the knowing capabilities they had in that gene pool, we'll call it, was very strong. And the way we now distributed ourselves around the planet, it's very important that it went based on priorities of events that they suggested. As an example, we really need you guys over in China next because they're planning this and that, this and that. They're going to clone all of that species and turn them into robots, as an example. That is one of 1,000 topics. And so the priorities were based on the Russian people's explanation of what's happening on what you're calling your planet, in which is a space I'm calling on a planet. The reason America was cited is because the agendas, the unbelievable agendas, were being constructed in America. That's the only reason we did our best to work with the American industrial military complex, because it was way out of control already. And obviously, nuclear bombs have been set off. They have nuclear fusion from some dark individuals that brought it, that technology here. So we're a little late, we could say, but we're more progressive because we're giving you all of the, we're giving you not only a little bit more of it, we're giving you everything when you use a conscious gateway, but it's specific to your geography, your planet, so that you would learn about what's actually going on behind the scenes here, not to tell you and direct you how to live your life. Very tricky to do. Very, very tricky to now communicate. We don't want to control the outcomes that you're going to create for yourself, but we do want to tell you, by the way, you're on a factory, a genetic planet that's trying its best to be a genetic engineering factory. That's the short version. And we do, several hours of calls about this. But essentially, Earth to us coming here looks like a genetic engineering farm to make sure that our collective conscious does not get all of its capabilities. That's what Earth is to us. Forgive me for so many words.
That's perfect. Mermaid, did you want to share anything about that?
No, that's okay.
Look how emotions can run everybody's roost. Now, how does it work? How do we get triggered so easily? Is one of the designs.
Mm. Yes.
Very good design, isn't it? Mm.
One of the ways they do that is mainstream media. So if we look at all of the beautiful beings from the domain that are now helping us and rescuing us, we have Vladimir Putin, we have Xi in China, we have Bin Salman, and we have President Trump, we have Q and the Mermaid, we have Melania, we have Elon Musk, we have Modi, and it goes on and on. These are all beings from the domain that have taken leadership roles, and the mainstream media is going to create emotion, very detrimental emotion, through lies, bold-faced lies that make people hate those people or think something that's completely made up. So they use our emotions and our negative thoughts to make sure that we don't get rescued. Please elaborate.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so I'm good with having rocks thrown at me. I'm totally good with it. But has anybody tried to put down the Mermaid?
In many, many roles.
And you find, give me, if I can find that person, I'm going to come after them. See, that's how it works. Well, perfect. You would talk down to the most loving being on the planet. Is it possible? Can we find propaganda against Mer? It'd be tricky, wouldn't it? But I bet it's out there, isn't it?
Now that's a very, very important point, because the Mermaid represents a very special frequency. We look at Princess Diana, which is the Mermaid's spirit. All you hear is love, adoration, just cherishing, because her frequency anchors something here that we all need to be rescued. Mermaid, would you like to elaborate?
What do I say? What do I say to that?
Perfectly said. Perfectly said. You said it just that way. That's how you are.
It is. Everyone's doing such a good job, because we are in, these bodies are so difficult to navigate for spirit. It really is. And like, look at babies. They come out screaming a lot of the time, and they don't know why either. They're like, what is going on? They're a spirit coming into this, and it's going to get better and better. But in the past anyway, into this very, very dense and low frequency, and they're almost crying out in fear when they're born. So the emotions are there immediately in these bodies. And so we're doing so well to break free and be more of our true self, and not the, I guess, soul cages that these bodies can be. We're breaking free and being more of our true self, and we work with people every day with that and see breakthroughs, and it's so wonderful.
Yeah. So beautifully said. Everyone can feel the information you give out. I'm so proud to get to witness this. It's a beautiful road we're on. It's really changing fast now. And the recognition that we're able to recognize so much more now, that is one of the topics. I have a gentleman in my circle, Ron A. he's going to laugh at that one. He's the first person. He said, "What are we going to do, Captain?" And I go, "How did you know?" Anyway, that is the one tune we'd like to explain to you today. There are a lot of people off planet that are coming back to help us. And the Galactic Federation, Galactic Councils would never get in our own way. That's what I've been doing my best to explain to you. They're not going to really compete with more duality. They're not, because they know it creates more duality. Yes, the Galactic Federations have visibility to us. I don't call them that, but if you like that word, that's great. These are councils. They can see what's going on. They have gateways just like we do all over the universe. And it's really up to us to clean our own house. That's what it ends up being. So please do not channel other beings into your body. You're just going to get in trouble. You're you. You're here right now. Do not channel anything outside of yourself. Just be more vigilant about what, where, when, how you are. Each and every choice is our suggestion.
Yeah, I wanted to just add to that, like the Woo Woo Club, as we love to call it, which does have a lot of great information.
Say it the right way.
That's a lot of misdirection. Just new age. I don't know what the term is, but there's a lot of, there is misdirection there as the dark has seeped into everything we do. But with channeling especially, I think a lot of people that I know still that are quite advanced, they actually believe that expanding your consciousness and ascending means you start to get to hear voices and channel Pleiadians and things like that. And that's complete misdirection. I mean, a lot of people have those abilities that are good people, but it's not, that's not the be all and end all of ascension. It's being more you. It's just being.
Yeah. I was always wondering, how come no one's channeling anyone from Arcturus? At least I was thinking of all the other planets we know about that no one knows about. Why did we only know about Orion, Pleiades, Lyria, and the Arcturian region? I'm like, yeah. Oh, well, let's go. Well, it's good, bad, and the ugly right there. So. You get a nice game there.
Yeah.
There's so many planets, just so many spaces and places and dimensions. It's just an endless story of all the opportunities we have here.
It's just ascension to me. It's just an inner freedom where suddenly many of us are born this way, I think, but it gets strengthened that you just can't abide by all these fake rules and structures and stuff. It just becomes more and more fake that you can't believe they even still stand. And the more we trust that and stop I guess abiding by the false structures that are in place here, the more they crumble. They've already been taken down. The only thing holding up the matrix is people's belief in it. It's all gone. It's all being held together by a safety pin at this point. People's belief in it, it's all gone. So we just need to trust ourselves and know that it's all fake like we do, and not be afraid of all the threats and fines and all the rest of it that holds it together, because it's just not real anymore.
She's on a roll today, Asha. You better get your questions going. She's here today.
She sure is. So to piggyback on what she's saying, what's helpful for us to see what's going on in the mainstream right now, if there's an agenda that's asking for a lot of money, for example, Ukraine or Israel, a lot of times they're hiding something. So just to be clear, and maybe you guys can elaborate, when Putin went into Russia, he rescued children and animals and families in cages and dumps in biolabs in Ukraine. That was a rescue mission. And he seized and burned down the dumps, and the bioweapons were specifically intended for the Slavic people. A lot of them were. They were trying to wipe out Russia, of course, because they're the most evolved. And that might not be the best way to say it, but basically there is the Navy JAG and the Space Force JAG system, which are those taking care of tribunals that we're not being told about?
That's correct. So if you knew the information, it's just really tough. When you look at the underground world here, in most places, it's to the level in which if we told you the information, you would probably go crazy. It's really tough. And I'm not making light of this whatsoever. If you saw the material they're looking at, it's designed to have its own booby trap. So when I look at material on a computer about what they're actually doing, it has booby traps in it, just like the programs they put in my head and the programs they put in many other secret soldiers and so forth. They have planned to be discovered. They know they're going to be discovered. They're not trying to hide. They just protect themselves with all very advanced booby traps. So when you look at the material and then you want to go deal with and identify the individual who did this, it's very difficult to do. I'm so sorry to inform people of this.
Yes, thank you. So be very careful from your heart. Feel if it's safe to watch what you're going to watch, because a lot of things are going to start coming out.
Yeah, I will say that one of the reasons I'm such a heavy hitter on the smartphones is they do have a program. They could send to your phone right now, and watching 1 second of it would scramble your mind. And that is a true weapon here. And that's why this is such a tough game here. Is it's really easy to put, transmit that code into your phone from abroad, on planet or off planet. It's super easy to get your phone to receive it. So you're living with a Russian roulette system just by using these communication tools, the one I'm using right now. They could send that to us. I'll tell you a little bit. I got the message. We got to get going here, but they strip our batteries daily. I'll speak for Asha. I haven't really talked to Asha about this. I know the technology. They strip all of our technology whenever they want, just to flirt with. And then we have the ability to bring it back. And so we're playing games like that. And a lot of PRQ has been affected by that. My apologies. Just know I got your poetry, Bo. Just know I'm still getting all your information. Do not let your subscriptions go. We have a way. We have many solutions here at the end of the road here, how to get this cleaned up in a way that's comprehensive and extremely healthy for our spirit, I assure you. How do you want to end, Asha?
Thank you, Keister and the Mermaid and Christopher and Kristen and Don and our wonderful listeners. We love you. Thank you so much for being a part of this with us.
It is fun, Asha. Mermaid, you have a word at all? Of we're at the end of the show. I know you just started. You should probably get your own show, huh?
I do. It's Little Mermaid.
You'd be the Little Mermaid. Yeah. That is weird how they would make fun of us through cartoons. I don't appreciate that at all. I just wanted to be the Wile E. Coyote. It is a privilege and an honor to get to do these shows, and we do our best to have fun here, because that's what it's really all about. My gleaning is to just have unbelievable fun from here on out. And that's all there is, because we see the light of those who find a world has passed them by, too late to save a dream that's growing cold. We realize the fate must hide its face from those who try to see the distant signs of unfortune. Oh, oh, take hold of the flame. I love you all. Thank you so much for letting me pretend to sing. I love you. Love you, love
you. We're constructing a stage for you as we speak, my darling.
Take hold of the flame, everyone.
Just have fun. If anything's like any negative information, it's we can counter all of it by just doing what we want and not worrying about anything.
Don't you see? Life's a game. So take hold of the flame. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Perfect.
I'll be reaching out to you all. Keep it coming, everyone. Love you, love you, love you, Asha.
Love you, everybody.
Love you,
Asha. Bye-bye.